At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
We obviously understand your eagerness to feed Chicago, but I'm curious when the idea of your shirt removal entered consideration for you on Friday.
Well, yeah, that was a spur of the moment deal, I guess. But I figured the sooner the better because, you know, I'm not in the weight room very much anymore. And so this thing keeps getting a little bit worse as we go along in the season. So it was good, man. I hate to draw attention away from our players, but the intent was to bring up the city of Chicago, and hopefully it gave them a little excitement, and because they're a big part of this journey as we're going through the season also. So wanted to bring attention to them.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That is Ben Johnson today talking about his iconic moment on Black Friday in the postgame celebration. And if you just look at the headlines, the actual headlines of these stories, Bears coach goes topless in wild locker room celebration after dominating the Eagles. Shirtless Ben Johnson gets Chicago fans free hot dogs. $13 million culture shift inside Ben Johnson's transformation of the Bears. And then all of the frames now, you know, the key frames and the pictures, when you have a moment and you're asking yourself, how do you define this season? A lot of times people are going to flash back to the moment they saw in the locker room. It was one of those that perfectly defined what we've seen the change in this Bears team to be. It sounds like Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, that Ben Johnson may be revisiting becoming the center of now national attention for having that moment. And I don't think he should regret it. I think he should embrace what he's done to not only motivate the team, but the city.
I don't think he regrets a doggone thing. I think it's a matter of keeping it in perspective and keeping, we got bigger fish to fry coming
humility.
Up.
A little yes. Humility.
Like yeah. Just flashing, like I did that for Chicago in that moment, locker room Ben. Podium Ben's going to tell you, hey, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of improving to do. I got to get Caleb to the level where people are giving him his respect. You know, all of that.
But now we move into, just thinking about this, we're moving into a week now where he has to be accountable for his words about Matt LaFleur at the beginning of the season.
So, right?
Another blackout, Layla. He was blacked out when he was saying that.
I think he gets into beast mode a
bit. I think so.
Where, like we said earlier, he's like, wait, I called how many pass plays? I was on a bender. Or wait, I did what after the game? I do think that happens where you're filled with such adrenaline and motivation that, similar to players during games, like how many times have we talked to players about games where some guys are like, whew, what just happened?
Well, I don't think he was blacked out in his introductory press conference, though. So do you think he regrets it, all those words that he used? Like,
no.
He didn't have to name drop Matt LaFleur.
There was a very smirk there.
Yeah, he's a killer. Like, he doesn't care. He's not quite at the level of Jaquan Brisker doesn't care.
That's a different level.
Oh, that is a different level. And by the way, like, that, I'm not going to... I think it's an old story, so I am not going to try to stir things up with Jaquan Brisker this week. I only have one day at Halas Hall this week. But it was the 2 years ago when the Bears played the Packers at the end of the season. The Bears lost the game, and Jaquan Brisker was in the locker room. I was there. I was in Green Bay, and he was in there just torching the Bear, the Packers offense, torching Romeo Doubs, torching Christian Watson, saying that these guys, there's no stars in that locker room. And it was just hilarious. So there's probably a little bit of remembrance on the Packers' part on that. So this is it. It is on. It's about Packers week to go down.
The excitement of this week, too, and the fact that they had that win this week is such a good level to this.
Yes.
But then it's also the fact that, you know, I call it the Good Morning America crowd. Like, there's a reason Michael Strahan, for example, is on Good Morning America. Nate Burleson is now on the CBS Morning Show. You see this crossover here where sports will get to the people who, I know this might be surprising, don't follow sports as much as we do. You know, the fans on Broadway in Nashville in the Titans schedule release video who think that the Falcons logo is the Red Stallions. Rawr. And they're the ones, a lot of those are my friends. You know, I have friends outside of work who I always crack up because we don't talk about work at all whenever we're hanging out. And then I get texts from my friends and like, man, the Bears coach is really good looking. I'm like, oh, now you're here. Welcome to Bears football this year. Like, oh, now you're interested in the Bears. Or, oh, wow, like, oh, that happened. And then the question is like, oh, well, are they hot? And here's what I would like to say. The Bears are hot. The Bears. You can talk amongst yourselves about body card, face card, whatever. But they're doing hot things.
Hot Bears.
For example, you have people who believe in people, like Dennis Allen believing in his team. It doesn't matter what your pedigree is, whether or not you were drafted, not drafted, undrafted, free agent, dude off the street, dude who didn't have a job. You got guys going to therapy. CeeDee Gardner-Johnson talked about going to therapy twice a week. You got guys talking about flaws they felt like in their character as a person. Remember Jalen Johnson telling us everything about what he went through when he signed his contract? He talked about openly having a sex addiction. You have players who are sacrificing their bodies on the field for other players. Think about everybody who's a position player. That's typically not your job duty. No block, no rock. So objectively, you can make your own opinion for yourself about the attractiveness of the Bears. But to me, they're doing hot things. The Bears are hot.
The whole unit is attractive, is what you're saying.
Sounds inappropriate.
As a collective.
But sure.
Oh, sorry.
Much like Marshall's women, the Bears are at 9 right now.
I have no women. I have no women, so I'm on a 0 right now.
Oh, really?
Which is fine.
But this is the closest to the if it looks hot, wear it mantra that we've gotten since then. That's how I feel. The Joe Madden, if you look hot, wear it. Do you remember that?
Oh, Mark? Heck yeah.
You were covering the Cubs
if
that
it feels
season.
Sexy, wear it, I think it was. I think he used the word sexy. Guys, can we look that up, please?
Is
thank
this
you.
A Bears glow up then? Is that what we're saying?
Oh, like, it's a Bears glow up.
Is a glow up complete? Now, I say that because
I like that, Marshall.
A year ago today, think about what was going on in this city.
The Matt Eberflus glow up.
Well, no, that was a bear down. Ray, you got something?
Yeah, the bear. Joe Madden line on the dress code. If you think you look hot, you wear it. That's the quote.
I stand corrected. I thought sex was involved.
You know what? I'm going to let that one hang all by itself out there. Hang you out to dry.
I think the Mark Grody lyrics brain
I think
got
you're right.
a little took over
you're
from
right.
the Mark Grody
I should have known better.
Brain.
My confidence is unwarranted.
815 says, is this going to be a hot bear winter? Let me check science real quick. Yes, according to the Layla Rahimi Almanac, which was invented at 12:36 today, it is going to be a hot bear winter.
It's 25 degrees, but the real Bears feel about 82 degrees today. The Bears temperature, 82. It's 25 in the city, 85 in the Bears.
847, you know how fans dress as Ditka in the stands? Does this mean a ton of shirtless fans now in this weather?
Oh, there will be.
There will be a ton of shirtless fans. And maybe they just have a Pope hat on or something. You got to mix in the Pope into your... And then you have the Ditka mustache. You just become a mashup of every moment that's happening.
I could see shirtless fans with the Ben Johnson mask. And that's how people come to games.
For some reason, and I don't know why this is that it's the people who are... act like that, who have the shirts off and are the most for some reason are always right in front of the press box at Halas Hall.
How does that make you feel, Mark?
I love it because it's like a show within the show. It's like we're focused on the game. Okay, how's our guy doing? Oh, our guy is. We had a guy, Emma. You ask Emma. We had a guy like that last week who was trying to get the crowd into it at all times, trying to haze the Pittsburgh fans who were just completely ignoring him. But it was like that. Let's check in on our guy. They're always right in front of the media. Maybe it's on purpose.
Also.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I would like to take this time to ask Ray, who always finds the images in connection with our social media posts. Forever, you and I have loved the evil Ben Johnson at the podium where he's leaning over with the air quotes.
Oh yeah.
Does shirtless Ben Johnson, who Tyler put as our group thread picture, does shirtless Ben Johnson become our new meme our favorite picture of Ben Johnson for Post?
Absolutely. We can't, unfortunately, because of the website that we are licensed to, they don't have shirtless Ben Johnson in the images that we can use for our social media. But in our hearts and in our minds, shirtless Ben Johnson is the meme.
Honestly, Texter,
let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry, too.
Texter asked
bow
a good
bow
hot. Texter asked a good question, and that is, like, what's next for Wiener Circle? I mean, that's definitely a exclamation point, right? So what's next? Like, what's the next challenge?
We gotta ask Ari tomorrow at 11:45. The Wiener Circle owner.
I bet they got some cooked up too.
Also, I would like to I know you asked for the quotes from Jessica Ben Johnson's wife. So he said today, to be honest, I haven't heard anything from outside of the building. My wife said, my wife is just laughing. That's about it. I guess my 2-year-old was watching the TV screen back at home, and she's looking and says, no shirt, no shirt. She just pointed at the screen. No shirt, no shirt.
See the kids start crying. Why is he doing that?
You know what's really funny, too, is Robbie was behind him in line at the Cubs game.
Oh, yeah. And he wouldn't talk to him.
Well, Robbie refused to approach Ben Johnson.
Well, he's probably feels some type of way about Ben Johnson in general from a personal standpoint. But also he said he was in dad mode. Remember he said
he was holding holding the daughter we just mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Juxtapose that with what we saw on Friday. Like, think about that.
Hey, locker room Ben is a thing. People have range. Have range.
He's got a lot of range.
You can have your family and then also be a beast on the field or in the locker
room.
He's
proving it.
Clipboard.
He's proving it. How many of you other men out there can pull that
school?
Off?
Have you ever seen Old School?
That's good. Yeah, yeah. That's a fictional movie, though.
I think it's a lot more based on real life than you think.
Oh, really? 40-year-olds going back to college?
My married friends who have kids, when we go out, it's like they forgot that they're married with kids.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Not in a bad way, but
that means it's in a bad way.
No,
a lot of flirting going on with the waitresses.
He saw me raise my eyebrow.
It's more of the fact that when they're out, it's like they're back in when we used to go out and just having a good time.
You tell me they're not flirting a little more with the server.
I've seen his married friends out and about. They don't do that.
Doug, right?
I think
Doug is not married.
Doug's not married.
Oh, really?
They're out there doing things that their kids would be embarrassed embarrassed about.
Exactly.
They'd be dancing, it's doing the dance Snoop moves. Their kids would be embarrassed.
Bring your green hat. Yeah.
Their kids couldn't fathom that their dad used to act this way. That's what it really is, because he's a dad.
And fortunately for Ben Johnson's kids, they just get to see it real time.
Real time.
Yeah.
No shirt.
Got it. Better work out. You know what I mean? Like this, like he better be here for the next 7 to 10 years, because like if this is his legacy, if that's that, like that's a problem.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Rome. I don't know.
Oh, so, this would go in the Club Dub category.
Kind of. But that, I mean,
liked Club Dub.
There was winning in 2018. That was fun. Club Dub, let's not pretend like Club Dub wasn't fun, but it did wear out, of course, when you start to lose.
Hey,
Everything does.
To quote a book that is sometimes misquoted, but I think in this case not, sing joyfully, dance joyfully. It's okay. People can celebrate their wins.
Love it. Yeah. Let your weirdness out, right? Is that what they say?
Yeah. If you look hot, wear it. Or in this case, don't. Caller 6 to the score contest line. 312-644-6767. Wait, that's our hotline, Ray. It's like 540-0670, isn't it? I'm just reading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they have us read these promos. Caller 6 to the score contest line. 312-540... What did I just say? 0670, thank you. We'll win a pair of tickets to the Score's holiday broadcast on December 11th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois performance stage from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So yeah, we're doing a special broadcast. And sorry, I can't think of all the things at the same time like that. My brain only holds so much. Coming up next, we want to take more calls. 312-644-6767. So that is our call number. If you were to tell the country why the Bears are the number one seed in the NFC, what would you say? How do you feel about the Black Friday game? How clothed are you right now? You don't have to tell
us. Whoa.
Next up, Remy.
Oh, no, we want to know.
Oh, wow.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.